Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 11th, 9/11, in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is indeed hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we got to run a hoe, that's for sure. Last hour, we were talking to Sheriff Richard Mack. When we talked about 9/11 truth, we don't trust government, do you? We also talked about, is Joe persecuting the unvaccinated? Has Biden finally overplayed his hand with vaccine mandates? The CDC has already acknowledged that the vaccines do not prevent the spread of the Delta variant. So you got the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, both spreading the virus big time. Biden says unvaccinated have to get shots to protect those already vaccinated. My response is, why? If the unvaccinated want to run around and get all sick and die, let them. The vaccinated, with their safe and effective vaccines, should have no worries or concerns, right? But the reality, ladies and gentlemen, is did the president just claim that COVID-19 vaccines simply don't work? He didn't say we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. What do you mean? They're already protected, aren't they? Isn't that what taking the vaccine is for? To be protected from the coronavirus? Isn't it safe? Isn't it effective? Biden says our patience is wearing thin, literally attacking the unvaccinated. I believe that Joe Biden is literally persecuting the unvaccinated now. He literally sides with all those vaccinated people going, hey, I understand your anger about the unvaccinated. They're making us all sick. We could have got the coronavirus under control, but no, the unvaccinated, they're the enemy on this thing. Anthony Fauci, believe it or not, even said Thursday night on CNN that he didn't have a firm answer of why those who have got the COVID already and now they're well and they've got natural immunity, why do they need to take the vaccines? Even Dr. Fauci didn't have a solid answer on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, and the press secretary, Jen Psaki, for the White House, not answering the question, why do the American people have to take vaccinations, but immigrants coming across our border, they don't have to take vaccinations? Why? Biden then mocked Republican governors welcoming a legal challenge, saying, go ahead, have at it. Sue me, don't care. Because you know what? Biden knows the courts are likely to side with him. I'm not for the president using his using his power wrongfully, unconstitutionally, because they've let him do that when it comes to war forever. And all he's got to say is this is a war on the coronavirus and therefore war powers will come to play, or who knows. But Sheriff Mack literally went to the Supreme Court and learned very quickly. We're glad he got the greatest 10th Amendment decision win ever, but he also realizes that isn't the place we should go. Sheriff Mack provides solutions last hour on the radio. From his Supreme Court win, the greatest 10th Amendment Supreme Court decision ever rendered in history. It's 10th Amendment. It's dual sovereignty. It's the states don't have to pay attention to the federal government. They don't. Governors, you don't need to sue. You just need to do. Nullify now is the answer for these governors. And so I want to try to get with the governors across the country and see what we can do to help educate them. But they're barking up the wrong tree when they want to just sue. Everybody wants to sue. You're not going to get it done. The president's got basically diplomatic immunity. I mean, you think you're going to sue the president, cut accountability here? You think the president's going to go, oh, golly, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done it. No. He's doubling down in your face going, the judges are going to side with me. Believe it or not, though, whether Joe Biden really goes through with this or not, time will tell. I think he will. But almost 3 out of 4 Americans would, quote, quit their jobs if they were required to take a COVID-19 vaccination to keep their job. That's according to a poll that was released by ABC News and the Washington Post. Only 18% would take the jab to keep their job. So here's the question. Joe threw down the gauntlet. The poll shows 75% will not. That's 75% of the unvaccinated, understand. It's not 75% of the American people. They will basically not take the vax. They'll quit their job. And Joe threw down the gauntlet and said, we'll see. Not only am I taking on you people who claim you won't take the jab to keep your job, you'll leave. Prove it. Joe also then mocked and threw down the gauntlet to governors across the country saying, you governors, you upstarts are bugging me. Let's prove who's boss. Let's prove who's dictator here. Let's prove who's the man, if you will. All right? It's becoming a dog-eat-dog world or dog-on-dog fight between governors and the president right now. Executives, right? But if you understand Sheriff Richard Mack's Supreme Court case win, it documents clearly there are dual sovereignties here. Yeah, the federal government has some sovereignty in its very limited scope defined by the Constitution. And in that definition, constitutionally speaking, laying out of authority, delegating authority to certain groups, the president does not have lawmaking authority. But over time, Congress has relegated their authority, not delegated because they don't have authority to delegate anything. They relegated their authority to the president. And these war powers or these emergency powers or whatever term you want to use have been used so often, so long on the American people for decades to where it will stand. Now, I'm not defending the president's move. I think it's unconstitutional and wrong. And I think he should be impeached by it, over it. I think Congress should demand their power back and say, no, president, you don't get to use our authority to make law. You know what? The people, through the Constitution, delegated that authority to us. Thank you very much. So Congress needs to stand up boldly, creating a separation of power on the federal level. No question about it. They won't, though. I haven't heard Congress really speaking out much about it. Oh, a couple of congressmen and senators are going, golly, that's unconstitutional. We don't like that. Whoa, that's bad, Joe. You're over the top, Joe. Stop. But they're not really doing anything. They're not assembling as a body to really take action, to claim their power, to deny Joe from stealing their delegated authority. They're not doing anything like that. I don't see any of that from Congress. They're just babbling, a few of them. But really, we need Congress on the federal level to create separation of powers here. We also need the states, though, to assert their dual sovereignty and say, you know what? We're not going to allow this to happen in our state. And if enough governors stuck together and didn't rely on judges, but simply said, you know what? We're going to nullify now. You're not doing that in my state. We could win this thing in a heartbeat. But on the current trajectory we're on, the American people are going to have to stomach it. Will 3 out of 4 non-vaccinated Americans, so at least 100 plus million of us, will they jettison their jobs so they don't have to take the vaccination? Or is that a lot of rhetoric too? And they're just babbling and they want to talk big, but when it comes down to it, they're not really ready for the real fight. That's the question that you got to ask yourself. That's the discussion that you got to engage in. Are you really willing to give up your job so you don't have to take the vaccinations? Or are you talking big, but yet you're just going to roll over when it comes time and be like, I guess I got to take it. I believe most Americans are full of baloney. I believe most Americans don't have the guts at all to fight this thing. Almost 3 out of 4 Americans would quit their job if they are required to take a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, this also, in my opinion, gives a real opportunity to the small business owners to grow. Don't grow past 50 employees or you'll have all kinds of health care problems with federal government involved in health care. Don't cross 100 employees or else you'll have vaccination discussion problems. Keep your businesses small. If you have to, start a second company and employ people separately. If you have to, outsource so that other small businesses can provide services that are not core services to your business. For example, IT is a great example. You know, if your business is anything but IT, you know what, outsource your IT support to another company. That way they have 10 employees and you have 30 employees and you're still not even close to the limits, right? There's ways to get around these limits in these big companies. You know, the founding fathers were very, very concerned about massive corporations as well. And most of the founding fathers were entrepreneurs of sorts. And they understood the dangers of big business. And so Joe Biden literally pointing to big business on this going, yeah, all the big businesses are in bed with it. Yeah, well, when you point to airlines, Joe, you're pointing to groups that are heavily regulated now, and they don't dare cross you on this thing. They don't have the guts. All right. But the bottom line is we need small business, and this is a chance for small business to grow. If really 75% of the unvaccinated quit, you're talking about approximately 50 to 75 million people looking for jobs in small business where they won't be forced to vaccinate. That's a gold mine of an opportunity for small businesses to grow. Businesses that aren't into tyranny, that won't force vaccinations on you, that don't want to try to deny you your agency, your choices on this thing. It's a real opportunity for those who won't take the vaccines to find businesses that won't mandate the vaccines. So there you have it. But I don't believe 3 out of 4 Americans have the guts. I think a lot of them are talking. A lot of them are saying this. If they're polled, they're like, nope, not doing it. But at the end, they'll buckle. And you know what? I'm willing to stand up and be strong on this vaccine thing. But at some point, you know, if they hold you down and force the needle in your arm, then what? Yeah, that's kind of the concern. How far are they going to go with this? Or maybe they don't come physically and stick the needle in your arm, but they punish you economically. What if they 10 times my taxes if I don't get the jab? Then what do I do? I don't know that I can handle the tax burden. Do I just go to jail? Well, if I go to jail, then what if they give me the jab in jail? We've got a battle on our hands, ladies and gentlemen, unless our leaders stand up, unless we the people start to back them. But I promise you, if 75% of 80 to 100 million Americans quit their jobs, that'll send a serious message now, won't it?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business we're talking about right now, I'm telling you. Wow. Now, Ben Shapiro announced on Friday that he and his company have prepared for a legal battle to defy Joe Biden and his vaccine mandate. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. Ben Shapiro is vaccinated and got vaccinated from the very beginning. So I find that fascinating that he, even though he's been vaccinated, is willing to try to fight this fight. But again, a legal battle, I'm concerned that the legal battle really is a problem. Now, maybe private sector businesses could do better at legal battles with the feds than the government. That might be an avenue that private businesses should pursue, but governments and individuals working for government and governors, etc., ought not. I believe it's ill-advised. to try to go to court. And I don't know how much of a backbone Ben Shapiro will have on this if he's already vaccinated. It means he already kind of believes in the vaccines. He just doesn't believe in the mandate, right? Isn't that kind of where we are? I think so. And so that's very, very concerning in my humble opinion as well, right? It's something to really kind of consider or think about. But I commend Ben for standing up. And the question becomes, if we have thousands of businesses suing over this, where do we go? Will they try to merge them all into a, quote, class action lawsuit of some kind? You know, each business should not agree to do that. They should take on the government separately. This is where we have the ability to overwhelm the system of 75% of the American people jettison their jobs. If businesses by the thousands sue Joe Biden, you might get somewhere. But listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. YouTube has removed over 1 million videos on its platform containing alleged misinformation relating to COVID-19. The Google-owned company announced the figure in a blog post a couple of Wednesdays ago entitled Perspective, Tackling Misinformation on YouTube, written by Neil Mohan, I think is how you say his name, YouTube's chief product officer. Since last February, we've removed over 1 million videos. Wow. Related to dangerous coronavirus information, like false cures or claims of a hoax. Now, so if you bring up ivermectin, is that one of those examples of a false cure? The company focuses on removing content that can directly lead to egregious real-world harm. Wow. That's according to this, quote, leader Mohan or whatever over at Google or YouTube. YouTube also said that it was addressing misinformation by optimizing search results to prioritize quality information from trusted sources for information related to COVID-19. Now, I find this to be a serious problem when we talk about trusted sources. Are we talking about the folks that got caught lying? Are we talking about the mainstream press that told you, hey, that lab theory's bogus, don't believe that. It came from an animal, you know, whatever you want to call it, a meat farm or a meat market or whatever else, and don't believe that it came from a lab. That's a lie. And then a year and a half later, we find out the truth on that. Huh? They say the company, that's Google or YouTube, relied on expert consensus from health organizations such as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, not to mention the World Health Organization. Now, again, I question their credibility. Are we talking about the people that said you don't need to wear masks? Then you do, then you don't. Well, then you don't if you're vaccinated. Well, I guess you do even though you're vaccinated. These people that can't tell you how many antibodies you have to have or what the percent or number or however you want to gauge it, the antibodies in your body, we don't even know how many you need to be safe. Are these the people that, are the ones that said, hey, the vaccines are super safe and effective, the bleed through or breakthrough examples of the very, very, very rare, and now we see it everywhere. Every one of you knows somebody that's been vaccinated and that's also got the cocoa, right? And if that's true, how is it super, super rare? Senator Rand Paul questions top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci during a Senate, what do they call this thing? A Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee hearing on July 20th, 2021 on Capitol Hill in D.C., right? In the midst of a global pandemic, everyone should be armed with absolutely the best information available. I agree with that. Senator Rand Paul doing a great job. We got to keep ourselves and our families safe. Now, YouTube received criticism for its, quote, enforcement of this COVID-19 misinformation policies after it suspended Senator Rand Paul's account and removed several of his videos over claims that cloth masks were not effective. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Rand Paul's right. The tech company also removed other videos. I guess Representative Nicole Malliotopoulos' video of a press conference announcing her lawsuit against New York City over vaccine mandates. Wow. This is getting serious, right? They say pressure from the Biden administration on tech companies to more aggressively police content for alleged COVID-19 misinformation. So these companies are under tremendous pressure. Okay? This is serious, folks. The White House announced that it was, quote, flagging posts for Facebook to remove last month and said that spreaders of misinformation should be removed from all, should be banned from all social media platforms. What do you think of that? I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that your government is getting flat out of control. Joe Biden has lost his mind. And I believe we can fight this. I believe we must fight this. I believe we've got a row to hoe to fight this, but it's going to take the American people backing anybody who's willing to stand up, and whether these governors have the guts, whether these individuals who are going to jettison their jobs have the guts, you know, only time will tell. But Joe Biden literally quadrupling down, throwing down the gauntlet to everybody going, hey, challenge me on this, man. I'm going to win. And I really pray these people don't go to the courts, because in that court, you'll probably lose. And if you get a win, it will be a shocker. But you're also, even if you get that win in the courts, you're setting the precedent, and Richard Mack learned this, you're setting the precedent that the courts, that the robed judges make all these decisions. Constitutionality isn't based on the rule of law, isn't based on former court case decisions, isn't based on what your understanding is, or it's based on whatever they come up with next. For example, murdering babies is constitutional. Are you cool with that? That's what the Supreme Court says anyway. I think that's an absolute satanic lie. I think that directly flies in the face of God's laws, which the Constitution is designed to support and uphold, right? But there you have it. So I appreciate Ben Shapiro standing up. I hope thousands of businesses sue. I'm not in a position to sue because I don't have 100 employees. They'll just simply say, you don't have any standing, Sam. It doesn't even apply to you. What are you talking about? All right? But YouTube's removed over 1 million videos on its platform already. When they say containing alleged information, wow. They're going to the experts, right? Wow. All right, there you have it. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services established an office to make climate change a health issue. Did you hear what I just said? And do you understand the repercussions of what I've just highlighted? I want you really to hear this headline, and I want to talk about the ramifications. I want to talk about the repercussions. This is very serious. You better pay attention. You better pay attention indeed. Here's the headline again. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services established a new office to make climate change a health issue. Repercussions. Your calls at 866-986-NEWS. Coming up.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier. a somber anniversary. Today marks 20 years since the 9/11 attacks, a ceremony taking place this morning at Ground Zero. Mike Lowe's daughter, a flight attendant on one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center.
My memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world. But it was also a time when many people acted above and beyond the ordinary.
Ceremony is also taking place today at the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Fox 5 New York's Dick Oliver was in a commercial break when the first plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
What the hell was that?
Sounded like a plane crash.
Yo, close to you!
Come to us!
That happening at 8:46 a.m. New York time. The second plane hitting the South Tower 17 minutes later. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
More brutal video coming out of Afghanistan. Posts on social media today show men getting whipped on their feet for reportedly playing cards. Meanwhile, the Taliban ordering all male employees to return to work tomorrow, but women must stay home until a proper work environment is provided. No details on what that means. 20 years after the attack that led to the war on terror, a former member of the George W. Bush administration says some safety improvements have been made. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other, but she also tells NBC News we're still in danger.
I do worry with the Taliban back in power and with their well-known integration or collaboration with al-Qaeda, that al-Qaeda could rebuild that highly disciplined organization that has territory on which it can train and from which it can plot and plan.
Rice serving as national security advisor at the time of the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. For some reason, the 866 number is not working. I just tested. I'm going to have to work on that. In the meantime, 208-216-6100. Call that number. Cameron will be watching for your calls. I'd love to hear from you. 208-216-6100. But YouTube's removed over a million videos, so our side of the story just cannot be told unless you listen to your radio. Or unless you go to some of these alternative news sites. NeedToKnow.news is one of them. The Epic Times is another. WND.com is another. Breitbart is another. I mean, there, you know, TheNewAmerican.com is another. I mean, there's some people doing some real good. But the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services now has established a new office to make climate change a health issue. Folks, do you understand? Do you understand the repercussions of that? Because if Joe can mandate that they inject experimental bioweapon serum into your arm by the force of law or rule, then what else can they do in the name of climate change if it's a health issue? Can they say, you're not going to eat meat anymore? No meat for you. Can they start to say, the nation's quite obese. Bunch of fat people running around everywhere for crying out loud. We're going to put y'all on a diet. And then you start to go, man, I read that book 1984 again recently, and holy moly, they had mandated exercise regimens before your whatever it was, a TV, two-way TV thing. They're going to monitor, make sure you're exercising and doing your job. Where do we go with this climate change becoming a health issue? This is disaster, ladies and gentlemen. This is over the top, beyond 1984-ish. I mean, it is literally scary what's happening right now. What are the American people going to do? Are they really going to quit their jobs? Are they really going to fight this thing all the way? I fear if we don't, what's going to happen? I mean, do we got an apocalypse going on almost? It feels like it, doesn't it? I don't believe it's true. Right? Now listen to this. Stanford bans indoor parties for its 95% vaccinated student body. Think about that. Despite having 95% of its students vaccinated, Stanford University announced new prohibitions to, quote, help limit the potential for virus transmission, including limiting indoor events entirely. I guess you'll have a few meetings. You'll have residence hall meetings allowed. You'll still be able to gather in your own room or your suite or apartment with no more than four times the occupancy in attendance. So if it allows for two people to live in a room or a dorm or an apartment, then you could have, I guess, up to eight people there. Think about this, folks. Think about that. Wow. So here's the deal that I would ask. They say if we get vaccinated, then we can get rid of this COVID. It'll be okay. We'll be able to turn the corner. Right? But if you've got 95% vaccinated in your student body in Stanford, are you going to get more than that? Are they really pushing for 100% compliance of vaccinations? Now, they also say that a college textbook, listen to this, I mentioned to you that the persecution of the unvaccinated is beginning. It started with Biden. College textbook blames COVID deaths on Americans who oppose lockdowns. Think about that for a minute. If you oppose lockdowns, a college textbook saying you're the blame for this COVID and all the deaths are your fault. Yeah, North Carolina Community College had a textbook to students. Yeah. Think about that. Whoa. Where do you go? Now listen to this. LA School District implements vaccine mandate for eligible students. You cool with this? Wow. It's hard to know how to really even focus on this. We have become so, what's the word? We've become so tyrannical and so lockstep on this thing. You almost got to wonder, can Americans fight this? Well, I don't know. And what I mean by I don't know is, yes, I know Americans can fight this, and I know they can win. But the bigger question, ladies and gentlemen, on my mind at this juncture is, will we? All right, if the school district implements vaccine mandate for eligible students, are you going to keep your kids in there, or are you just going to yank them out? Right? Think about that. Now, DeSantis, that's Ron DeSantis of Florida, scores legal win in fight to ban school mask mandates. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday scored a legal win. He said, we're not gonna have mask mandates. I'm banning them. You cannot mandate masks for children in schools across the state. Well, some school districts went against DeSantis and said, yes, we can. But they went to court, and the court agreed with DeSantis. The court agreed with parents should be able to decide for their kids what they think is best. After the DeSantis administration filed a, quote, emergency motion asking the appeals court to reinstate the stay on his order to ban the mandates, the court agreed with DeSantis. The first district court of appeals just granted the state of Florida's request to state the stay, meaning the rule requiring all Florida schools need to protect parents' rights to make choice for their children. Wow. I really commend Ron DeSantis on this. And I'm glad that Ron won on this. I really am. But I will say this. The courts, I don't believe, are the place to go. We need to start using the nullify now doctrine of the founding fathers. We really, really do. Okay? Who's going to stand up to Joe Biden's abuse? Right? Pundits and politicians alike are applauding the Daily Wire's leadership for standing up to President Joe Biden's newly announced vaccinations. And I commend Ben Shapiro and others. But there you have it. Kristi Noem, the Joe Biden, will see you in court. There you have it. Now, Biden says the governors that push back against him on the vaccination mandate, well, the governors are being too cavalier with people's health. Think about that. Are you being cavalier with people's health? I think that Joe's being cavalier with people's health, mandating a vaccine that's experimental. That's where we are. Wow. Now, I want to cover this ivermectin discussion a little bit more because this is a critical discussion. This is serious business, folks, right now. The mainstream press has just been absolutely rabid, hardcore against vaccinations. And I don't know why, but they are. I mean, they're absolutely rabid. And I don't know if they've been given talking points by the government or why they're all in so hostile lockstep for this thing. But we've seen media, mainstream media, literally eat crow on their hatred for and their downing of ivermectin. Rolling Stone, for example, got with a doctor that claimed, hey, you know what? These hospitals are melting down because, whoa, all these unvaxxed people that have taken horsey poop, they're rolling into the hospital and, oh, man, we don't even have enough beds for anybody else because we're dealing with all these people ODing on this ivermectin, and it's crazy. And the hospital came and said, what are you talking about? That isn't true. And Rolling Stone got nailed for dishonesty on that big time. They even documented the doctor making the claims with Rolling Stone hasn't even worked at their facility in a couple of months, and they say, we're not overwhelmed with COVID overdosing. We're not. It isn't true. Well, now we got another falsehood told where the mainstream press got caught on ivermectin. Coming up in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about ivermectin, and the media just can't stand that ivermectin makes such a difference. The government and the media, the CDC and the media, just absolutely rabid against ivermectin. Never mind the fact that it works. I'm living proof to make the point. Nevertheless, news outlet retracts story claiming ivermectin causes male infertility. Well, it's the third time the media has failed to accurately cover the drug. Okay, they had this whacked out little teeny foreign country study that said, oh man, this thing causes infertility. Anyway, bottom line, it's all bogus. They had to retract. But this is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. They are just hostile. Absolutely hostile and hate-filled relating to anything that could help you, bless you, care for you, make a difference for you. It is amazing that we're seeing this. I mean, I don't really even know how to respond. It's so bad and so egregious now. But the mainstream press literally losing credibility every second. When will the American people wake up and jettison the mainstream press? Right? Now, here's the deal. There's a new article out, too, that says this. Babies breastfeeding from COVID-vaxxed mothers are becoming ill and dying. Health impact news with this piece. Think about that for a minute, folks. And this is where Biden's just like, oh, they're safe, they're effective. What more do you need? They're proven successful and safe. They're approved. They're How dare you and Joe literally waging a war on anybody who's not interested in the vaccinations, acting like you've caused all this death and destruction. And okay, I say the non-vaxxers are being persecuted by Joe. But now we find out literally that babies breastfeeding from COVID. Think about it. Where do you go? Where do you go with this kind of thing? And they act like the science is so proven, so solid, so there, but they don't have science on this. The science is, ladies and gentlemen, they don't even know what level of antibodies need to be in your body for protection against the COVID virus. They have no idea. All right. Now, Health Impact News has this piece about these mothers dying. Wow. Mothers whose baby boy was hospitalized 2 weeks after she got the first Pfizer shot. They say he was treated with IV antibiotics for 2 weeks, was sent home shortly thereafter, died from blood clots in his arteries. Yeah. People are researching the VAERS database and finding other breast infants who have died after his mother took the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. 94 other cases of breastfeeding babies have sustained injuries after their mothers took COVID injections. Yeah, we got what is this called? I'm sorry, I'm just not a medical guy. Anaphylaxis shock. blood clots, high fever, vomiting, diarrhea, hives. Many nursing mothers had their breast milk flat out dry up after taking the COVID shot. As more and more data is entered into the government-run vaccine adverse reporting system VARS database, we are now seeing cases where babies at our breasts are now receiving adverse reactions to the COVID shots that their mothers are taking. The shots, of course, have not been authorized for infants, although they say such authorization is expected any day now. Now, LifeSite News is reporting another example where the baby died of blood clots, something rarely seen in infants. But a common side effect we're seeing with people who take the COVID shots are blood clots, which the CDC says are rare, but that contradicts the data in VARS that shows over 10,000 cases of thrombosis, including 488 deaths. And remember, this is only the people that know enough to go to VARS and report their information. It's a self-reporting system. Doctors aren't required or forced or mandated or obligated to report. Yeah, I guess the mother in New Mexico filed this one. She said, I've been breastfeeding my baby when I received the first Pfizer shot on June 4th. He became very sick with a high fever about 2 weeks after I got the first vaccine. He was treated for 2 weeks. They never found any bacteria, even though he was septic. At the end of his hospital stay, he tested positive for rhinovirus. Is that what it is? After the 14-day course of antibiotics, he was home for 1 week, exhibiting strange symptoms like swollen eyelids, strange rashes, vomiting. So I took him back to the hospital where he presented with what they call an atypical Kawasaki disease. Sounds like a motorcycle disease. I don't know. He passed away shortly thereafter from clots in his inflamed arteries. I am curious if the spike protein could have gone through the breast milk and caused an inflammatory response in my child, a sciatic storm, if you will. There you have it. Can the spike protein go through the breast milk? Yeah. 94 cases in the SARS database right now. I don't even know how to respond to this. In this article, they're even quoting the VARS case numbers. So in the VARS database, every case filed has a case number so that you can look them up and read the details relating to them. Folks, this is so sad. And I know Biden and others would want you to believe that it's so sad that the people won't take the vaccines. People are dying, wishing that they had taken the vaccines, etc., right? But all I'm telling you is I think it's so sad that we can't get the information out on the other side of the debate. And if they're so right, if Joe's so right on vaccines and I'm so wrong on vaccines, then why does Joe need to shut down my commentary, shut down my news reporting, block my stories and my headlines and my reporting? Is he afraid that both sides of the argument, people might start to agree with me instead of Joe? I don't need to shut down Joe's side, nor would I try to. He has every right to think and say what he wants. I should have every right to think and say what I want. And you, my fellow Americans, should be able to figure out what you think is best. All right, I got an email from Ammon Bundy's organization. What's this thing called again? Oh, People's Rights. That's right. Good for them. Anyway, they say, Sam, a worldwide protest is being organized around the world. We're talking about 54 countries and counting. 54 countries and counting are participating. We suggest that two protests are organized in Utah, one in Salt Lake City and the other one in St. George, Utah, where you live, Sam. We need people to jump on board and repeat the call out to their troops. please reach out to influencers and ask them to send out the message and organize. Anyway, there's a Facebook page with lots of information. You say this, what's it about? All over the world, we the people will unite on the streets. More than 45 countries, more than 150 locations, and growing. We will be seen, we will be heard, and we will be felt all around the world. We'll all be there. Together, we are one. Together, we are strong. Together, we are free. I guess the website for the thing is worldwidedemonstration.com. Now, what are they protesting? They're saying vaccine passports are already here. Did you know that? Are you comfortable with that? Wow. Vaccine passports are already here. Worldwide protest in the making. You know, sadly in America, we don't really protest much, right? It's sad, but it's for the most part true. Anyway, I commend people's rights for the job they're doing. I support them. I am involved in the organization. I'm super busy, so I can't do as much as I would like to. Now, this is interesting. There's a website for this. And I want to get this website in my show notes because it's really important. But vaccine passports are already here, they claim. Worldwide protest is organized for September 18th, 2021. And I'll put the notes here. 54 countries and counting are participating. This is huge. And I pray for their success. Oftentimes with my health issues and my day job and everything else, it's really hard for me to go to a lot of these things. I support them, folks. Don't misinterpret my lack of attendance in many cases for my unwillingness to support or be part of it. It's just that I'm so busy doing what I do, right? I do so much for liberty. I'll give you an example. I have radio shows to run literally 6 days a week, and I'm involved in all that stuff, and I can only be so many places, right? There you have it. Worldwidedemonstration.com. Now, here's the fear that I'm going to give you, or the concern that I have about this worldwide demonstration. I support the cause. My fear is agent provocateurs are very likely to try to disrupt this, to try to wreak havoc with good things that are happening. We need to be very, very careful because, look, the Capitol building, I believe most people went there with a very peaceful intent, but boy, howdy, did it sure backfire, huh? Whoa, yeah, it sure did. So we need to be very careful that it doesn't backfire. We need to be very peaceful, very kind, very appropriate, very wise about this. But vaccine passports are already here. Worldwide protest is September the 18th. Worldwidedemonstration.com. Thanks to People's Rights and Ammon Bundy's group for making sure that I'm aware of it. And I hope to be an influencer that spreads the word. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio in the can. Thank you so much for listening. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Please donate liberally. Every penny will help us tell the tale of liberty. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. I declare this nation shall endure. We the people must turn to God Almighty. God save the Republic of the United States of America.